Welcome to In Poor Taste for another episode. This is Sean Kendall, along with Eric Driscoll.
Very beautiful and bearded Eric Driscoll.
I was going to say that, and then I didn't.
That's one of the biggest regrets you'll ever have in your whole life.
Yeah, I already regret it. It's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. Do you want to start over again?
How many times did it take to actually get off the ground with this pod?
Do you want to just start from episode one right now? And we'll just redo.
We're going to reenact every episode?
Yeah, we'll just redo every episode.
Sure.
With this new sound system and everything. That'd be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Less barking dog, though. We'll have to pipe that in.
And less dishes.
No dishes, unfortunately. We're going to have to pipe those
there
in as well.
There is more munder, a little bit of cunder,
mm-hmm.
and I thought I heard some funder.
But there's going to be funder. There's always going to be funder. That doesn't change anything. Our entire podcast is like trumpeting funder all day.
Speaking in funder.
Speaking in funder, like the language?
Speaking in funder.
Oh, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought it up.
I'm glad we had that talk. It was very important.
Speaking of which.
You know what? People need to talk about that more often, I think.
What?
They shouldn't be afraid to get into that particular conversation.
What's that?
The one we just had.
Oh, well.
Did you just show up now?
Well, no, I'm just like, we've had a lot of conversations.
We did just swap out Eric's there in the middle of this conversation. Yes. This is a completely different person now. Has no memories of the past.
Stun Eric! We need a stun Eric!
Yeah, that's the
stun Eric called in sick today, sir.
Well, goddamn it! What are we gonna do?
Is that Clint Eastwood? Is that how he directs?
Yeah, he's on set, pissed off. He's an actor director of that movie, that particular film.
He's just gonna do every part. He's gonna play every part,
every scene.
And, oh, we're gonna have Clint Eastwood reenact our podcast.
Yeah, and every scene's just gonna be him standing in front of like a poorly done pastel like watercolor painting of the Old West. And it's just one scene the whole time.
That's beautiful.
Saves money on production costs.
Economical.
It's economical.
I wanted to bring something up.
Huh.
What
do you want to bring up?
Is April.
Please bring it up.
Crotch Cumber Appreciation Month.
Out with it already.
Oh, I just said it, sir.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And we're like 11 days in now. Actually, this won't drop for another 2 weeks, so it might be May by the time this drops. So. All have missed your chance to celebrate your crotch cumbers.
Next year, people, you get to celebrate crotch cumbers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I should have brought it up last week, but I didn't. I'm terrible. This is a terrible podcast.
And by last week, you mean next week when that episode drops.
Exactly. See.
But by next week, we mean a week ago whenever you're listening to this episode.
So the timetables have turned.
The timetables never existed.
Welcome to the seventh plane.
Welcome to the timetables. 8 times 7 is 56, motherfucker.
Holy shit. That's some demonic
Was I right about that? I'm going to have to go back and check the tape. Make sure I did math right there.
Okay, check it. Go back in time.
Looks good.
Okay. Well, I'd like to bring a few new guests in.
You would?
Yes.
Are they sitting slightly to my right because I refuse to turn my head?
Well, I put horse blinders on you, too, so...
Yeah, I know. I was wondering why you were doing that.
He gets spooked really easily, and so I just wanted to make sure that he would be comfortable around these ladies.
Well, for the listener, you're probably wondering how he was able to put horse blinders on me and me not notice. He distracted me with a carrot.
Yes.
I was munching a carrot very happily, and then after he put them on, he rubbed my snout and gave me a sugar cube, so...
Good, Sean. Oh, I mean Derek.
We generally have to edit out my laughs for what sound like human laughs, because my laughs sound like this.
Hee-haw. Is he an ass?
Oh, come on, man.
Oh.
You know that's offensive if you're not a donkey to call me an ass. That's racist.
That is?
Yeah. God damn
it,
dude.
I always take it to that.
How many times?
One, two.
Welcome to Counting with Eric Driscoll. He's going to count.
I'm using my fingers.
He's not
going to
stop until he runs out of numbers. And you know
I'm
going
to run
folks.
Out of fingers, actually. I'm going to have to start with my toes.
Oh, I shouldn't have said numbers. I should have said digits.
Digits. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, we're like, they're getting bored over here. So.
Oh, yeah. Slightly to my right.
Yes. Just turn to the right a little bit and you'll see who's here.
I've got
this
crick in my neck, Eric. I can't really.
Oh, let me turn your chair for you.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, hello, guests.
Hey,
so
hi.
So we have Mandy, my wife, Mandy, and Ruth. So welcome. How are you today?
Welcome to the show, ladies.
Great. Thanks for inviting us.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming.
Hi.
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 It's truly a pleasure to have you guys over here for the podcast.
Truly. Truly, truly a pleasure.
It's Truman Show, a pleasure.
It's great to be here, Sean.
It's great for you to be here.
So we do have some really important information we want to share with you today.
But before we do that, I'd just like to welcome you to the show and welcome. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, welcome to the pod. And
would you guys shut the fuck up?
Oh, sorry, we've already done that. That was
tired
the longest introduction ever.
Oh, said, shit.
Oh, my God.
They're getting unruly already.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Well, I'm on my period again.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it's like the fourth time this month. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Oh,
not weird that you have a period. Weird that you just brought it up randomly.
No, I've been talking about it all day. You just haven't been listening.
Oh, that's true.
Pay closer attention.
Do you even read my blog?
Oh my God.
Your period blog?
Did you say read my vlog? Do you have a vlog of just words that you people have to read? It's silent and it's just...
A vlog?
Just cards that come up? Yeah, video blog.
No, it's vagina log.
Eric, welcome to 2005. Vaginal log.
2005.
Yeah.
We finally made it?
Yeah,
we
finally
made it this far. We landed on the moon!
Marty!
Oh, it works. We're silly.
Are you going to say something already?
Welcome to Cast. Where we just grunt into the microphone.
Is that what cavemen would do?
Yeah, but that was the Ugg cast.
Oh, the Ugg cast.
It meant something back then.
Yeah, that's back when Ugg cast meant something.
Back then, though, I think it would Ugg cast would have meant that caveman Ugg, is his name, would throw a stone at another caveman. And he's like casting his Ugg rock.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we all agree
Ugg
with that.
Cast.
I think we all agree. I was giving some room for the ladies to break in, but they just stared at me.
You're just so dreamy.
Oh, man.
See?
Actually, see? You're so for pale that it's blinding me.
For the listener, I'm both dreamy and pale.
I mean, I meant like a nightmare.
Remember, your dreams are my nightmare.
I had forgotten that, Eric, but thank you for reminding me.
Sean, mm-hmm. Are you an R.L. Stein book? Because you're giving me the goosebumps.
No, I'm not. Actually, yes, I am this book, Why I'm Afraid of Bees. Which is one of my favorites. He turns into a bee, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't read that book, listener, go back and read it. Because it's a good one.
Monster
and it's
blood?
About 110 pages.
I think that's what's happening to you with your period month. Right now.
Monster Blood?
Monster Blood 3.
Oh my God. That is true. They made three of this.
Oh, what if they made like a bee movie that is like just having sex with women on their periods?
Why I'm Afraid of Bee Movies is what that's called.
I think you can probably just find that on the internet anywhere.
You can find anything on the internet.
Yes, there are a lot of
things. Speaking of finding things on the internet, here's our new segment, Dicks on Craigslist. Dicks, Craigslist. Dicks on Craigslist. Dicks, Craigslist. Dicks
on Craigslist.
So what do you got for us, ladies?
So, you know, we just like to look up dicks on Craigslist, see how many different ones we can find. There are a lot out there.
So basically what you're saying is you have unlimited material.
And this is true. This is true.
The well does not go dry.
This is absolutely true because there was one night I came home and both of these ladies here were on the internet looking at dicks, laughing. And I walked in and I'm like, what's going on? And I see a curved dick. And... So, yes, this is a thing, people.
Yeah,
get
for
on
sure.
it.
Yeah,
ride that dick cast.
Curvy dicks are a thing. So,
okay,
ladies, what have you got for us?
Well, tonight we're looking in Man for Man.
In Pittsburgh.
And the first one we have for you is Sub Slut for You Sunday. That's today. That's in the South Hills at a hotel.
Sounds delectable.
Classy, yeah. There's a nice picture of his ass.
Like his asshole or his
No,
ass?
Just his ass. His ass cheeks, his naked, you know, ass and legs.
He's got some weird elastic around his waist and around his legs. I don't know if this is a guy thing that I don't know about.
I think something's like wrapped around his balls.
It looks like it.
Some kind of bondage
picture?
Toy.
There's a picture.
Can
I see it?
Sure. Let me take a turn look. Around our internet device.
Oh man, that ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So okay. This is a There's sub a ball boy there for is a... use Sunday afternoon throughout the night. Sub will be blindfolded, tied, and with a mouth gag for throat fucking.
For the entire day, bound and gagged?
That's... Well, afternoon and night, not the whole tiring. Day.
Yeah, how do you eat?
All day, throat fucking. Well, you gotta
have a big breakfast, obviously. Well, it's the most important
meal
of the day. You
just get so much semen pumped into your stomach
Five
that you won't be hungry.
Five plates of hash browns, you'd say? Is that a big enough breakfast?
Yeah. Yeah, or several gallons of semen.
Okay.
By the way, Sub also likes something, smelly pits, multiple guys at once, all size cocks. It looks like it's an all ages event, so bring your kids.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah. Be dominant and ready to use this slut boy.
Look, don't slut shame your kids, okay?
Oh, no.
Oh, he's
no.
wearing a wife beater, and with a Sharpie, they've wrote pig on it. Nice. Wow. Nice that's, touch.
No, looks like he's classy. Got a little bit of stubble if you like the bearded look.
A Maybe, little bit of a hairy chest.
An otter. Are
bears?
We actually talked about this earlier. That's something that you would call an otter.
All right, so yeah. He's got a t-shirt with the word pig written
it's
on it.
It's a wife beater.
A wife beater?
Yeah, okay. It's a tank top.
Okay, I'm sorry. An A shirt with the word
I actually pig don't on think it? This is an A shirt. I think that this is a men's tank top.
All right, so a man's tank top. He's got the word pig on it. My point is he just, maybe he's just a really broke furry.
Maybe he's a cop.
That's his best job at putting on a furry outfit is he can't get a pig outfit. He just writes the word pig.
I like that.
He's like the guy at the Halloween party really who just puts rent. The sticky note that says Jim on it. He says, oh, I'm Jim this year.
And he's not poor. Office. He just is terrible at like getting ready for events. So he did this at the last second.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, fuck, that's today?
Yeah, oh, fuck. So let me go out to the Office Depot and grab some shit to throw on. And he makes
it. Dude, there's no way he makes it to Office Depot in time. He's got to get to the party in like an hour. So he just grabs a marker and a t-shirt from his fucking...
He's fucked himself
the
that...
The same drawer.
Okay. He's fucked himself this is that my, hard.
He doesn't even have my room... Tank top he doesn't even have time to drawer. Get into two drawers here.
Okay. Are there any more dicks on Craigslist?
Well, we didn't actually get to see a dick yet. So hopefully this next one will be, you know, a gold mine.
Let's see what we got.
Oh.
Anyone at AGH want some head?
No, there's no picture to accompany this one, but it's really good.
Visiting at AGH today and in the mood to give some head.
Allegheny General Hospital is what they're referring to.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's anything else.
Well, maybe for our out-of-town listeners.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm saying, legitimately, I cannot think of another thing that has those... what is it? Acronym?
Acronym.
Ackerman.
Acumen.
In my office now.
Scott Ackerman. Carry on.
Anyway, NSA. Does anybody know what NSA means?
No National strings attached.
Oh.
Wonderful. No recip wanted.
National Slut Association?
Don't slut shame.
No reciprocation wanted, so he just wants to go into the hospital and suck as many dicks as he can.
Whoa.
HMU.
Now that's a bag of dicks.
If you want to meet and get sucked.
Hit me up. That one I do know.
Okay.
Now, this guy uses a lot of these abbreviations.
He's being specific. He wants someone that's legal. 18 plus.
Drug and disease free. That's DDF for the listeners out there.
Picks not needed. So he'll suck any dick at the hospital all day today. He is 45 years old, ladies and gentlemen.
No. He's drug and disease free until he gets to the hospital. Let's get that straight.
You're getting MRSA.
In the syringe pit.
Is that what...
Oh, I was talking about sexually transmitted diseases, but you're right, MRSA too.
Does he have the thought that by being at the hospital, it would be somehow cleaner? You know what I mean? Like, the dicks? And that's why he's not worried about pictures? Just like any dick?
I don't associate any hospital with anything that's clean.
I know, that's. But maybe he has that. Like, he's just that dumb.
What if he has a hospital fetish?
There's that too. What if he works at the hospital? That's why he wants it at the hospital, because...
Do you think
he said
gonna,
he was visiting.
He's going to suck patients as well as visitors and employees?
I think any dick will do.
Any dick you will do, yeah.
That's what I would be worried about. Like, if I were going to Allegheny General Hospital to find a dick to suck?
Oh, wait, look here down here at the bottom. It says ADWD right there.
And if I'm agreeing to suck any dick that comes my way, I'd be really worried it would be a sick person.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, some kind of drip.
You can't get cancer from sucking a dick, so you got to be real specific about what kind of disease. If it's a communicable disease, and it can come out of someone's dick, which probably most diseases can.
Yeah.
Diseases out the dick, is Diseases Out the Dick. Name of our new podcast.
The new segment brought to you by
DiseasesOutTheDick.com.
Well, I don't really want to suck a diseased dick, so let's look at something else. Here we have College Guys Need Some Relief.
Man for Man, 28, South Hills area.
Anyway, so South for Hills. Our first picture, we've got a picture
that
of
might
these
be the
two.
Casador brothers.
These guys look like they are best friends. They've been friends for maybe 20 years.
They both look really happy.
They do. I think they're watching something funny on television. Well, like the only one guy's getting a handy right now.
But they're both naked.
And they're both enjoying the television program.
So this is picture one of four. Okay. Moving on to picture two.
Oh, here they are. They're in bed together. I think that they're maybe some kind of summer cabin.
That's not romantic.
Sure. Yeah, it really is. But they've got a nice hardwood bed, a bedspread. And this guy's got a really floppy dick.
Yeah. And they're just kind of laying next to each other, just jerking their own dick this time.
It looks pretty big. It's kind of going over his hand.
All right.
Draping.
This one I want to see.
I remember my first computer had a floppy dick drive.
I think maybe the guy with the floppy dick is self-conscious.
Yeah, because he's looking at
the
other guy.
He looks worried, yeah.
Yeah,
it's his first time.
It kind of looks like, to me, if it were a race, like a contest, a jerk-off contest, that guy was in second, and he's worried he's not going to come fast enough.
Well, that worry isn't going to help him get there.
Either he's way behind or he's way ahead.
Oh.
I don't know. Look at the picture. He looks like he's behind. He's really worried. He's like... he's coming down home stretch.
Look at the picture again.
And he can't...
What do you think?
Doesn't he look...
Dude, he's so concerned he's sweating. It's flop sweat.
Well, you're going to sweat in a jerk-off contest, so...
Yeah.
Well, he might just have a shinier complexion than his friend.
That's racist.
That dude is greasy.
He is greasy, yes. All right, next one. Let's go.
Well, yeah, we found this gem.
Come on.
Horny? Me too.
Holy shit.
Not according to that picture. He's halfway. He's halfway there.
Me too.
He's waning. Is he on what side of waning is he on?
Waning is on a certain side, so he's on the waning side of waning.
Okay. He's waning his boner.
His boner's waning.
That thing is massive.
And it's only going to get bigger, and that's the promise he's making in this man for man ad.
Oh, it does say that?
Well, it doesn't say it's going to get bigger, but you guys just basically said it's going to get bigger. You can tell he's only halfway there.
No, I think he can't get further than halfway because he says he's horny and if that's where you're at when you're horny, halfway there.
Well, he did claim to be hard as well, so I don't know this picture was the best representation of that.
It's still a pretty big dick.
It looks a little wrinkly, and it says he's only 28, so I don't know.
Oh, he's a dick beater.
I think he has a ways to go.
Excessive dick beating.
Yes. Excessive dick beating.
EDB.
Do you suffer from EDB?
Don't we all?
He wants us to let him know what he'd like to get into. He's game for anything from making out to anal penetration.
That is a wide berth. There's a wide... Oh, little Munder back there.
Uh-huh. 100% chance of Munder.
100% chance of Munder.
On this podcast here.
It's a nice day out there.
He is looking for someone between 18 and 30, so he doesn't want someone...
That's a really wide net from making out to fucking in the ass from 18 to 30. Like, it's basically like, I'm going to put my ass out the window. Whoever comes by and fucks it, it is what it is.
He's casting his ass out there.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Ass cast.
I just want to point out how artistic this image is.
Definitely they've used a filter on this.
Yeah, there's a fading to the edges, a darkening on the edges. It's Instagram.
Yeah, it kind of is like an artistic,
Dickstagram?
An artisanal dick pic.
I mean, he's horny, but there's sadness there too. You know?
I think all of them come implied with sadness on the side.
Yeah. Anybody
Craigslist.
That'll put their dicks on Craigslist.
All it's like a menu when you look at it for the sandwiches, and it says all sandwiches come with chips as a side. If you want to substitute French fries, it's going to be $1.50 more. So these all come with sadness. If you want to substitute in, like, onion rings, it's 50 cents. Sorry.
I would go for the onion rings.
Yeah.
And it's not that they want to make the extra money for the onion rings. It's just that it's a pain in the ass for the chef to make that change every time. So that's why they charge you. So you have to be totally, if you don't want the sadness and you want the onion rings, you're going to need to really commit.
Can I get some barbecue sauce at least?
Yeah, but you can have that for free. That's
okay.
A dipping side.
Awesome.
You get one dipping side with the onion rings.
No, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
Well, for our next dick, we have a real treat for you guys.
All right.
Uh-huh. Drum roll, please.
Let me ask you, what are you doing tonight between 8 and 9 p.m.?
Hopefully, whatever you're looking at.
Laundry.
All right. Well, these boys are just looking for some company.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, company spelled C-U-M, so.
Oh, wow.
There's about...
bunch of dick grabbers
four
there.
Four college guys. They're all pretty skinny. I think that's called a twink. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that's, well, they're twinkies.
The second from the right and maybe the middle like are twinks. We've got a definite otter on the left.
Okay.
I'm calling it.
I feel bad for the otter because nobody wants to grab his dick.
Is he hairy?
A little.
Why is no one grabbing his dick? And are they all soft? Like,
they're just
how are you
going to
get
started
together with dudes that are that svelte and grab each other's dicks and still be soft? That makes no sense.
Well, I think that they were planning this kind of suddenly. Like, this morning they decided that they wanted to have this dick party because they want to have a few drinks and get off together.
It does look impromptu. Like, they were all just hanging out naked and they grabbed each other's dicks and started laughing. And,
yeah, because the one guy has his hat on.
Yeah, it's true.
So it's like, it must have either
happened. He was ready to leave.
Yeah, it must have happened really quickly or... he just wants to look good while someone's grabbing
his
dick.
He's like, all right, roommates, I'm going to put on my walking hat and get out of here. And they're hang on, come back, you.
You're going to put on your jerking hat.
Get that twinkie over here, you twink.
He
is one of the twinks.
I have a question.
Yes.
Who do you think might have taken this photo? Do you think...
Mothers.
Their mothers? I don't... Eric...
That's inappropriate.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'll
not
go sit
cool,
in the corner
man.
For 5 minutes.
Go sit in the inappropriate corner.
Not cool. Don't bring moms into this.
Not cool, bro.
Not cool, bro.
Well, no, it looks like they might be in a locker room, so maybe their coach took the photo?
Yeah, that could be it.
Or maybe an assistant coach who's an older student.
Well, statistician.
Is it in a locker room? I thought it looked to me like a dorm room for some reason.
It could be a dorm room, and maybe it's one of the RAs.
Oh, it's the RA's room, for sure.
Is it a selfie
stick? That's where they host all the dick parties. A selfie stick? I don't think so. It doesn't look like anyone could be using that. But if you do want to contact them, they suggest putting the name of your favorite movie as the subject line. I don't know how that's going to differentiate you from anyone else.
They're going to definitely weed out the bad ones just by the subject line. I figured it out.
I was going to say they might be film students.
For instance, what if I put The Little Mermaid as
my
subject
line? Let me see
the
picture again. If they're film students, you'd think that they'd have a better headroom there because they've got a little bit of space up there. I'm calling them out on that one.
I don't think they look like film students to me.
And the lighting would be a little better, I think.
Mine would be...
The lighting's not bad, though.
Newcomb High.
I think they're in a frat.
What is going on at Newcomb High?
I saw that.
What's going on at Newcomb High?
This is a new segment where Eric sings the Newcomb High theme song.
I'm trying to learn how to sing.
It's a recurring segment.
I'm just trying to learn how to sing.
That wasn't bad. You hit the notes that time.
All right. We have another dick. More dicks.
I think we have time for one more dick. What do you
think? More dicks to cub. Stay tuned.
I think I may have found one.
I think you found one, and I'm pretty disgusted.
All right. Well, this is Jan, hairy, and fat bear for fun. He's 25.
Okay.
I'm getting chubby here, guys.
He says, you host, I'll drive.
He's got a car.
More Munder.
Sorry, we got Munder. It's Mundering.
Oh, man.
It's a real issue today. I did not see this in the forecast.
Sorry.
The weather, being a weatherman is the only job you can get where you can be wrong 50% of the time and still get paid.
Yeah,
facts here, people.
That or a Republican congressman. Boom!
Oh!
This has been Politics Burn Corner.
Can I come out of the corner yet?
No, you stay in the bad boy corner. I'll be in the Politics Burn Corner.
Okay.
Well, let's just talk
the
about
politics
this dick
burn
a little
ward.
Bit.
All right, okay. Let's see this one.
Check out the hair on that one,
I don't
guys.
Know where that's coming from. What is that coming out of?
He's fat, he said.
Is his dick
it's coming
sweating?
Out of his fat roll.
It looks like it's coming out of the middle of his stomach.
Wait a second.
He's got fat crotch.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Is that dick sweat? It looks sweaty.
Well, this is picture number
I think the
one.
Dick's
let's
out of breath.
Take a look at number two.
Oh. Oh.
It's
no.
bad. It's bad.
I can't.
I can't look
What's
at any more dicks
fupa?
After this.
He's got a man fupa.
Yeah.
A moopa.
What the fuck?
The pajama pants look pretty comfortable, though.
Well... I don't think anyone's gonna go for that.
Well, let's just see what he has to say, because he wrote a little bit about him, and I'd like to read it. The title says it all. I'm looking for another guy to suck each other and have him top me. Oh, I prefer bareback, but safe is also fine with me. Jesus Christ.
He's not picky.
No, he's not. I'm looking for later this morning or this afternoon.
We may be too late quick. Already.
Wait, yeah. Ooh. Wait.
Yeah.
So he just has to fuck right now.
Sunday morning fuck fest.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
As long as I don't delete this post, then I'm still looking.
Oh, okay. So we're not too late. Thank you.
Okay,
bro.
So anywhere from by the time I click send to the future, I'd like to have sex.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
It just sounds like every man's life.
I don't know why he put, you know? I mean, he somebody couldn't answer the ad before he posts it. So there's that. So then why even say a time frame? Because he's saying all of time after I post
exactly.
This.
No, it's basically until he gets laid.
Greater than or equal to now.
Once he gets laid, he'll take it down. And he might put it back up.
Yeah.
That's just like every man's life, though. You just wake, you know, you're like, horny, you got to do something, you know? So he did. This guy's a thinker. He's a solver.
Maybe, is there like a pause for refractory period on the Craigslist ad where you can just pause it for like 45 minutes until the next time you can get a boner physically?
Maybe.
Sorry, mine's about 45. 45. I don't know about you, Eric.
I'm at a firm 52.
Firm 52? Okay. Yeah. You mean a soft 52 and a firm 53?
Well, a medium.
Oh, I'm hilarious.
He writes it himself.
I wrote that one on the fly, ladies and gentlemen.
So, ladies, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there vaginas on Craigslist?
Not many. We have looked for
See,
vaginas.
This is what I'm kind of getting at, is that this is only this is a man thing.
Mostly only men post pictures. Now, you can find pictures of women. I don't know.
That's just,
we'll see.
It's a total,
Alone
that's what I was
at
thinking.
The house. Oh, here's some titties.
Yeah, we got titties. Alone at the house. She's in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to have to stop you right there, ladies. This segment is dicks on Craigslist.
Yeah, I was
going to
say the same
Craigslist.
Thing.
Okay, well.
All right, well, that was
Eric
a great
asked.
Dicks on Craigslist. Now tits on Craigslist.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Okay,
God.
We have to.
Free them titties.
All right.
It's a cum fetish.
Oh.
It's a lot of semen in a glass.
Holy.
It's like a wine glass
Fuck.
Filled with jizz.
Yes.
And here's a guy, and he's got a real mad facial going on.
Looks like Jeff Gordon.
It really does look like Jeff Gordon. I think we have to end here. You're going to have to close the laptop
I can
now.
Imagine him on a Coke machine. It's
okay.
Terrifying.
So this is actually a good segue into something that I wanted to ask.
So that
to
was tits
Ruth.
On Craigslist.
we have some more Munder.
Yeah,
so,
this Munder brought to you by Mundercycle.com.
Ruth's actually here from another podcast. It's called A Rodcast, and she just podcasts about Rod Stewart. So I had a question for her, and that glass of semen reminded me that I wanted to ask. Is it true that Rod Stewart drank a gallon of semen and passed out?
Oh, absolutely. That was actually his first attempt at a very sacred ritual to get into a secret society.
I heard Bon Jovi was a part of that as well.
It's absolutely true.
Okay.
It's all true.
Now, if you ask their publicists, they will deny this. You are not supposed to talk about the secret society. That's the first rule. You do not talk about the secret semen rockstar society.
So all of us are going to disappear after this podcast.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is the last episode.
All right.
We've unleashed the... We already have Ian Insect and Bill Lawyerson coming after us, which we'll talk about probably in the next episode, maybe later today. There's ongoing litigation.
But...
I may or may not have taken Ian Insect hostage.
I know. You told me all about that, and I'm not very happy about it. I don't want to talk about it right now.
Yeah. Well, also, we shouldn't discuss Priorcast, my other podcast,
yeah,
about Richard
Yeah, it's still
Pryor.
In litigation, so I don't think we can really even talk about it, right?
It's about things that happened to Richard Pryor before now. So it's the Priorcast. So, ladies, talk more about this Rodcast. I'm intrigued.
Well, Rodcast airs Monday through Friday, opposite Howard Stern.
Oh, my God,
Stern.
Every day?
Yeah, we get higher ratings.
Is that a
4 hours
show?
Long?
4 hours long.
Yes.
There's a lot of information about Rod Stewart out there.
Sorry. We had to pay Ruth to be here.
Yeah, she's actually
oh,
a
shit.
Pod star in her own right.
That was one. I'm getting you back for not telling me about Bill Orson and
Fair.
Being Insect.
Fair.
So we had to pay her. Actually, we're negative about $500.
And we had to give her a ride here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, $500? I'm afraid you're way off. It's closer to $20,000.
And really? The meter's ticking.
Negative. Did I have the...
Well, we
decibel
got shot
or...
in episode
oh,
two.
Oh, yeah. There was the... Well, I'm talking about... Okay. Wait. Yeah. Okay.
You got knocked out by a leprechaun and had your teeth removed.
I haven't been... Ever since that happened, I haven't been able to put the decimal point in the right place. That, I think that's what happened.
Well, there's that, and also since your memories were erased at the very beginning of this episode, so you couldn't remember anything that happened from before the beginning of this episode as well. Hmm. So that's tough. Like, that's the tough part. You don't even know because you don't remember not remembering.
Men in Pod.
This is Pods, and this is Cast in Black.
Cast in Black.
Sounds pretty Men good, actually. Mm-hmm.
Would you watch it?
I don't know if I would. It sounds like it might be stupid, but it's a good name.
So, what other Rod statistics do you have? I'm trying to statistics.
Well, what I heard recently from a very reliable source is that Rod Stewart did put cocaine up his butt, but he did not suck off a room full of sailors.
In Rod we trust.
Rod bless us.
Rod bless us, everyone.
Rod bless every single one of you.
Get back to work, you little fuck.
Oh, shit, it's the boss. Dink, dink, dink. I'm just faking working in front of my boss.
Just like every other day at work.
So did you guys want to talk about that secret society a little bit more?
Maybe we should get back to that after some commercials. We got some good commercials. They're paying okay. Now that Bill's not with us, we can't up our funds and...
And by paying okay, we basically mean they're not requesting money from us.
No.
So we're basically just on a steady downward spiral toward...
This pod is on a fiery death spin.
Yep. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Keeping your body healthy is important.
Really?
Yeah, Tubby. And our supplements from Dick Enya's will fill you up while keeping you healthy.
What the fuck are supplements?
Huh, well, then it sounds like you need some Dick Enya. Dick Enya's 120 contain key nutrients and herbs to balance your diet and make you super sexy.
Aren't supplements those miracle drugs endorsed by the so-called Dr. Ooz?
Not exactly. See, when Dick started doing market research, he realized that the leading miracle drug wasn't putting enough Enya. So he decided to put some Dick Enya's Enya. By creating a supplement so powerful, consumers were left saying,
Dick, you're the best. I love having that feeling of Dick Enya filling me up.
Not only does Dick Enya fill me up, but sometimes I try to take two or three Dick Enyas, because you can never have too many Dick Enyas.
Only sold in Pittsburgh, so make the trip. It'll be worth to get some Dick Enyas. Everybody loves Dick Enya. You've seen the rest, and we're the best, so stop on down and get some Dick Enya.
Do you enjoy eating mayonnaise, but sometimes are left with that feeling that wasn't enough in it? Most manufacturers give you just enough to get you through your meal. What a half-assed way to do shit. So that's why Creepy Dave created his own kind of secret mayonnaise sauce. While working in the back of a kitchen one day, Creepy Dave added the secret ingredient to a coworker's sandwich, and then was pleasantly surprised how much his coworker enjoyed the sandwich. So Creepy Dave started secretly mass-producing his mayonnaise sauce in the back of the restaurant. Now he's releasing a load of it to the public. So run on downtown to the store and grab a jar or two of Creepy Dave's secret mayonnaise sauce.
Creepy Dave's.
So I hope everyone's feels better. Went and took some pisses and drank some water. Two opposite things.
Yes.
Just basically building up for the next bathroom break.
Camels down at the river.
Is that all we're really doing is just kind of getting ready for the next bathroom break in life?
I feel that way.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, you know, you're going to go eat dinner, but really you're just preparing your next shit.
Yeah.
Prepare the battle shits!
I know of a sound effect that would go perfect for that spot.
Hey, I'm perfectly professional when it comes to Foley work.
Yeah, and your grammar is professional as well. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I know.
It's perfectioner.
It's perfectionary.
Perfectionist.
Perfectionary sugar.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to use that to make some icing later.
Sean's a grammar bully.
I am a grammar bully. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm a grandma bully.
That's the real problem in today's schools, people.
Yeah.
Grammar bullies.
Grandma bullies.
Stop being mean to my grandmother.
Oh,
She started it.
I thought of grandmas going to schools and bullying kids.
Oh.
I thought you were bullying a grandmother. Like, hey, you're really old. Your hair is white.
Hey, nice backpack, you little fuck, you nerd. Why don't I whack you upside your head with my cane, you fuck?
You'll never get laid.
I would never wrap my wrinkly pussy around that tiny cack, you little fucker.
Cack?
My grandma was clearly from Massachusetts.
Yeah, yeah. I heard it. I seen it.
Came out a little
bit. I felt
it. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's the order.
I felt it across the pod room.
This is a nice pod room.
It is.
No comment.
Yeah. I mean, ladies, how you feeling about the whole pod room scenario, the whole setup here?
It's definitely not anything compared to what we have on the broadcast.
Yeah.
I mean, the broadcast is serious. I can't even believe we actually came on to your podcast.
Oh, yeah. We have a budget.
If you can actually call this a podcast.
Eric, what is it with we have guests on and they always insult us? This is fucked.
Because it's a terrible show.
That's true.
Yeah, it's just not very good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it doesn't help that when we go out and get guests, we always tell them the opposite of what we're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's a really nice room. Not.
Thumbs up from J-Pro.
There's not going to be any Munder or downstairs fiddling twiddling.
Oh. Yeah, fiddling twiddling.
Yeah, that is a promise that would make me feel more comfortable going to a place.
By downstairs fiddling twiddling, are you talking about, you know, moving your crotch cumber around?
I'd rather not specify.
Okay.
I'm not comfortable with this line
Ruth,
of questioning.
This is your first time on. So Sean likes to put a crotch cumber in his pants.
Yeah, that's a cucumber for my crotch.
And,
got it.
Well, it helps him with his confidence for the show. So I allow it. I mean, it is weird. And just don't get too close because it might smell like vinegar. Or a vinaigrette sauce, almost.
Is it going to be a pickle when he's done?
It does eventually become a crotch pickle, yes.
And then...
That's how you know when to switch it out. That's how you know when you're done.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've got a whole jar of them.
They're called dickles.
Hey, we got a good one here.
I don't know how we didn't think of that.
I know.
It's fantastic. It was right in front of us.
Well, see, they're professional.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And we're not.
And you guys are the Dicks and Craigslist chicks.
And we do spend a lot of time preparing. I mean, I've dedicated my life to podcasting.
Yeah.
Can't say the same for you two.
I really appreciated that Dicks on Craigslist bit. We'll have to have you guys on more often for that. What do you think? You think you can come back?
No, I think we could negotiate something.
Negotiate terms?
Yeah, I think they're going to, next time they demand, if they do come on, for the next time they're going to, we have to give them the master mics, and then we have to use those shitty ones that Big Jim.
Master mic.
Puked on? Yes.
Oh, yeah, that one. That's gross.
Yeah, that one that smells like a rodent's asshole.
It smells like hot rodent
hot
sex.
Hot funder on the side of the road.
It smells like a rat orgy in a drawer.
Hot funder in a hot van parked on a very hot parking lot.
On a cold day.
That's the mic I'm using, right?
Yeah, that's the one that you're smelling right now.
This is terrible.
It's pretty bad.
Well.
Oh, no, you're... That's my crotch cumber you're sniffing, sorry.
Oh!
It's terrible.
So another term that we have for coming on, J-Pro can't be here if we're going to come back.
Yeah, he's been...
Oh, you're going to flip me off now?
Yeah.
Fuck
J-Pro.
You.
One hand with a flip off and the other one is a thumbs down.
Yeah, thumbs down. And
a third one.
He's got both of his toes. They are slowly... His ankle's just cracked. Yep. Two thumbs and two... Big toes down. Yep. You've seen it here, people.
Yeah, I mean, J-Pro just has to gesticulate wildly, which is terrible for an audio podcast, but one of these days we're going to get him a microphone.
Yeah, one of these days. Don't look at him.
Him a microphone.
Don't look at him.
Yeah, just don't look at him. It's like he's not there.
Yeah, right? Sorry about that, ladies.
Hey,
we'll get them a microphone.
Get your hand away from that. J-Pro was going to turn my mic off. What a dick. What is he, fucking Bill O'Reilly?
Cut off the mic! It's a rap.
Don't write it. We'll do it live.
I remember that one.
Fucking thing sucks.
This whole fucking operation is a shithole.
Well, he was right about that. He was talking about Fox News, and he's right about that. The whole entire operation.
I think
is a
he would
shithole.
Say the same thing about what we got going on here.
I find that actually the most offensive thing you've ever said to me. That you would say that we're worse than Fox News.
I didn't mean it like
take
that.
Take it back.
I didn't mean it. I wasn't comparing. Sorry. What were you saying?
I can't believe you said that about your own podcast.
I know. That is extremely hurtful.
I didn't mean it. I wasn't like comparing it to Fox News. I was just saying that he would come in here and yell that about this operation. I'm just saying, like, he likes to yell.
Does he show up often?
Not yet.
Yeah, no, we are expecting him.
Yeah.
You've extended an invitation.
We sent him an email.
His people called our people. Our people don't exist, so there's that complication.
Yeah. Come on, people. Can you volunteer your time to help out Import Taste?
To be our publicist.
And we might need a little bit of cash to, you know, kind of like a startup. A Kickstarter, if you will.
Get a GoFundMe account.
Yeah. I think next week we're going to have a funding drive to get some money.
Are we?
Because we are deep in the red.
Isn't that our 20th episode, right?
Yeah, it'll be our 20th episode. I think it's time that we start putting our hands out and having our fists be filled with the listener's cash. And by the listener, I mean the listener.
So are we going to have some kind of like hypnotist, like an audio hypnotist come in?
That's not a bad idea.
And make the listeners just, you know, fork over their cash?
Yeah, we might have to
do
that.
Like they're feeding, you know, cash hay to the cows?
To the cash alligator.
Yeah, they got their big...
Wait, alligators eat hay, right?
They eat whatever the fuck they want.
Alligators eat whatever they want.
I guess I'm not going to stop an alligator if he's like sidled up to the hay salad bar.
I think that alligator gazelle thing that I was talking about a couple weeks ago.
Oh, they'll
gazelle. Eat anything.
Gazator.
Gazator, yeah.
Gazator.
What is a gazator?
It's a gazelle and an alligator combined into one animal.
Which parts of which?
Okay, so it's the alligator head.
Uh-huh.
And then the body and legs of a gazelle. So you can jump and leap really high and fast. And also do a death roll once it gets a grip on you.
Well, what if you had, like, an alligator body with the head of a gazelle?
It wouldn't do much damage.
Except he didn't even have the alligator feet. He had, like, the gazelle hooves.
Oh. I would just feel so bad for it.
He would just wiggle in the water.
The severely mutated animal.
Well, let's get one thing straight. Alligators swim with their tails, not their feet.
So. Well, I know that the feet don't do much, but they'd be even worse. They'd look like little...
It would be pathetic. I'm not going to lie to you there.
Pretty pathetic, yeah.
The gentle splashing. He got a gazelle's tail, too.
The gentle splashing.
But made of alligator material.
I'm thinking that real alligators would eat him quickly.
Real alligators.
Not one of them fake alligators.
We're real Australians, too.
Don't even ask.
Stop asking. We're definitely Australian.
We're definitely Australian.
Definitely Australian.
Why do you guys sound like you're from New Zealand?
Because we're definitely Australian. Don't ask.
Don't even ask.
Don't ask. Stop asking.
It's personal.
What? Who's asking? Present. Jermaine. Present.
Brit.
Present.
You can see that I'm here.
Look, everyone does it. Mary. Present. See, even I do it. All right, so now we've stolen another show. And I'm being informed that we've been sued.
Shut it down.
HBO's here.
Well, I gotta run.
You have plans?
You have the...
No, the cops are after me.
Oh,
yeah. I can't get caught on another podcast that's ripping someone off.
You are on the run.
Yeah, you're on the lamb is how we say it.
She's riding a lamb out of here.
Yeah.
I've been smoking dried lamb for the last 5 weeks and I'm tripping out.
Oh, I was gonna say.
It is creepy that you roll up here on a lamb eating a gyro, which I thought was a little overbearing.
Well, you know, the lamb's back can't really take it, but... Yeah.
I thought it was extremely disappointing when you handed the lamb the gyro and it took a bite too. That was
you took a bite of the lamb and then made the lamb.
The gyro took a bite of the lamb. Yes, that's what I meant to say.
Oh,
well, you know what they say: lamb eat lamb.
It's a lamb eat lamb world.
Yeah. It is. You've heard it here, people. 98% of what we say is a fact.
It's an absolutely scientific fact.
Yes, proven by Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
And Dr. Ooze.
Get my hand on some of those miracle supplements.
You read that wrong. It's Neil Gradass Tyson.
Gradass?
Yeah, it's a different guy.
Oh, he's like...
It's his third cousin twice removed.
He needs to quit
a professor at CCAC.
How many times can he get... He's been divorced 3 times now?
Yeah, if that's what that means, then yes.
Third removed.
He was surgically removed.
Surgically removed from the family. That's serious. From his brother, Mike deGrasse. Or I'm sorry, Mike Gradass Tyson.
Yes, thank you.
The beautiful face
tattoo.
Thank you
for catching that.
Siamese twins.
No, yeah. no, no. His Mike Tyson's middle name is Grabass, not Gradass. You read that wrong too.
Mike Grabass Tyson.
My mistake.
I'll grab your ass. I'll come over to you and grab your ass if you want.
My Grabass is impregnable.
You cannot escape my Grabass.
My defense is impeccable. My Grabass is impregnable.
That's really good. I like that.
You're going to come down to my house. I'm going to kick your ass and I'm going to throw you down the street. You understand? I might grab ass Tyson. I'll grab your ass so hard, you're never gonna see it coming. You'll never see me going, because you're going to be knocked out on the ground. You're going to be bleeding on the floor. I'm going to come down here. I'm going to eat you. I'm going to take your grandma.
Mike.
I'm going to shove her down into a sewer. I'm never going to let her out. I'm going to put her in my alligator cage.
Somebody get this guy out of here.
Sean.
What?
You blacked out.
Hello? Wait.
You took one of those.
I just had a dream that we were doing a podcast, and here you guys all are in my apartment.
Yeah.
So weird.
Well, you took one of those supplements.
How many Dick Inyas did you take?
Yeah.
How many Dick Inyas can you take?
As many as you guys will give to me, because that was fantastic. Never felt so fulfilled.
Get some dicks in ya.
Thanks, Dick.
All right, well, I just had about an hour-long dream about a podcast, so I'm pretty sure that's good enough.
Maybe
for an
you
episode.
Should go take a nap.
Yeah, I need to take a nap. But thanks for coming, ladies. Unfortunately, I fell asleep immediately as soon as you arrived, and we couldn't record an episode. Sorry. It's all been a dream.
Well, yeah, you just wasted their time.
Time
this
is
has
money.
All been my
we
dream.
We still get paid for that.
And
$1,600 apiece.
It is my nightmare.
Yeah, we're going to have to pay you ladies out, but we don't have any money now, so look for a check in the mail. We'll have J-Pro. Nope, we're getting a thumbs down from J-Pro.
No.
He's not going to read it.
Well, you know, if we don't get that money, I'm going to give you some cement shoes and throw you in the Mon River.
Well, it is what it is. I mean,
wouldn't be the first time.
I heard there's a gazelligator down there, or what did we?
I heard about the gazelligator that's loose underneath the Veterans Bridge.
The gazator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's frightening.
Or wait, no, that would be the Liberty Bridge that's under, right?
Well, it's
swimming around everywhere.
Yeah,
it's under every bridge at different times.
So yeah. It goes around. It's not only in the Monongahela River. It's also went around the. The confluence, and then started swimming up the Allegheny. Just to check out PNC Park.
PNC
oh, he's
Park?
Getting ready for opening day. That's why he's there, right?
Did you say PNC Park?
PNC Park, yeah. This has all been a huge promotional stunt by the Pirates, and it's just going to be, you know, the gator is going to pop up out of the water, and everyone's going to be like, ah!
He's going to catch one of the balls that goes over
exactly.
the wall.
And the big reveal is going to be that the Pirates have changed their name to the Pittsburgh Gazators.
Not a bad idea. It might
be. Well, maybe they'll actually, you know, perform better.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter what they're called if they're not going to win any games.
Oh.
Oh, hey. They did all right. They did all right last season.
Welcome to the Pirates Burn Ward.
Hey, can I come back from the corner yet?
Yeah, you can come back from the corner.
All right.
Leave that pointy hat on.
Okay, I can do that.
But just in time to get the fuck out of this studio.
All right.
Because this is the end of the episode.
Make sure this hat's on.
I just want to thank the listeners again for tuning in. It's been in poor taste if you liked it. If you didn't like it, it's been 2 minutes for interference with Eric and Chris. Boom. Pod burn.
Every kiss begins with fuck.
Yep.
I fucked it up.
Roll
that's
back.
True.
Every Chris begins with K.
You almost had it that time.
Every Chris begins with K.
I liked the confidence that time. That was good. Fantastic.
Third time's a charm, people. See you later.
All right. Check us out on iTunes, In Poor Taste. Rate, review, subscribe, not in that order. Check us out on Stitcher. Check us out on Facebook, In Poor Taste Podcast. You can just search for us on any of those things. And I don't know. What do we say every week?
If ladies? You do it in a particular order, I will come down there and give you a back rub.
If you cast it, they will pod.
From where I stood, I could see the tides receding. Counting on the up, please be counting on the down at seas. Steady, steady, calm, I am the language of the windmill. And though I cannot tell where my body meets the ground at sea.
Just go get your ass in my office. We need to talk about your performance lately in the booth. It's been piss poor and lower than average. Both, I would say, probably redundant, but, you know, I just want to make my point twice. So, I want to tell you, I'm not real impressed.
I'm not impressed with myself either.
I don't know why you think you're going to sit here and try to mimic my voice. I'm going to come across this fucking table and put my goddamn cigar out in your eye. You understand?
No. I don't understand nothing.
You think you're going to be funny here in my office? You can't even be funny in the booth, you son of a bitch.
Come up in this booth and take this accent from me, you bitch.
Now look, if I was wearing pants, I'd come around this table and slap you upside your stupid head, okay?
I'll slap you with my dick, you bitch.
I'm going to slap the mouth off your face for you. Okay, I'm gonna bounce my cock off your forehead if you ain't fucking...
Right off the ground and then into my mouth. That's
again,
what I want.
Again, it's not funny. I don't appreciate you trying to mimic my voice, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, boss. I won't do that again.
I don't know why I have to keep on lighting this fucking cigar. It's cheap and it's shitty and it's slightly moistened.
It smells like a baby's ass.
Well, look, just because I store my cigars in a bottle of whiskey... And they're always moistened.
They're moistened. Moistened cigars. Come on down to Jerry's moistened cigars.
You might think that the alcohol would make them burn better, but you'd be wrong, okay? It's a fucking nightmare.
Jerry's pre-moistened cigars. They'll get you there.
Look.
I'm turning into Arnold.
I wish your fake commercials will have it. Look, you're peeking out. What are you, a fucking child over
That's
here?
That's what Arnold does. He peeks. Ah.
If you're into Arnold, you better lean back from the microphone, okay? Oh. We can't afford to buy another goddamn microphone. All right? I dipped the last one in whiskey. Look, sometimes I soak the cigars. Sometimes I soak the microphones. Sometimes I soak my cock and balls all in the same bottle of whiskey. All right? Don't ask me how I fit them all in there at once. Talk about bottlenecking.
Top 40 weather hits, rainball, sports news, weathercasts. We've got it all here in the morning.
Right here in the morning, in the AM, not
the
PM. Hey,
it's the morning. Hey-o. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Not the afternoon, not
Wake
the
up,
weekend.
Drinking coffee.
Not the night.
Getting you to work.
Look at them sports.
Oh, the traffic is terrible.
Hover sports.
Weather.
The stair sports.
Sports. News. All right.
All right, let's do this.
Is everybody snuffed out? Can we snuff a little bit? Everyone get the fuck out? Can you get out?
My ass is stuffed.
All right, no more peeking.
No more peeking.
I'm getting to.
Peeking
getting
is just a duck.
I'm getting rowdy. Turn us down. I'm just as dumb. Okay.
Calm down.
Turn her down.
Tina, turn her down.
Ted, gross.
All right.
Ted Turner down for what?
Yeah. Ted Turnovers.
Beat me.
Keep that on your back.
Apple Ted Turnovers.
Can we start the podcast? Then
yes.
You guys can be brilliant.
Yes.
God's sake. Give me a goddamn word in it.
Wait, never mind. Are you gonna kill me if you have to pee again?
Go pee now.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm drinking all kinds of water.
Let's not go that way. Here, well look.
It's better to just
Okay. Why do I want to knock this thing up?
Well, but that's why we just need to turn the microphone.
That's way
It's like a door.
Oh my god, it's like a door. Ted Turnovers.
It feels good for me. It feels okay for me.
Okay, you guys do look a little bit smaller.
I can look bigger. I'm not very tall.
Again.
I wish I was taller.
I wish I was a baller.
I wish I had a girl who looked good. I was taller.
Make sure you're both looking at the mic.
Look at the mic.
Look at the mic.
Okay, better.
Oh yeah, we know how to make them bigger.
I just look at them and they get bigger.
Exactly. Welcome to another episode of In Poor Taste. This is Sean. Kendall here with Eric Driscoll. How you doing, buddy?
Did we turn our mics on?
No, we didn't.